Welcome, everyone, to the X Factor Files podcast. I'm Daryl.
I'm Philip, and that's Nick chewing on a door.
Yeah, I'm going to go chase him away from chewing on that door.
So, welcome back, dear listener. Bun Bun update coming at you right from the intro. So, what sort of Bun Bun updates do we have after last week's escapade with Nick and his poops and the
Yes.
emergency vet? Things have been pretty quiet since then.
They have been.
Asta's bald spot has grown back in.
Yes.
She got some banana yesterday. She and I shared a breakfast. She was very happy once she figured out that she could eat the actual banana fruit and not just the peel.
Oh, it's a
She
lot tastier.
went for that first. I was like, oh no.
That's not what you're supposed to eat.
No, she would take some bites. She would make some mush mush sounds with her mouth and then wash her mouth and then go back for more. She was very confused when it was all gone,
No.
as most buns are.
Yes.
Typically, that comes in the form of dad. Where's the rest of the salad? I've already eaten this.
So they've been a lot better in general. The shedding season is hopefully almost over.
Oh, I hope so.
Asta is getting there.
Far fewer things that we're tempted to pluck as we're petting her,
Yes.
but there's still a few.
Yeah, there really are. We went to a local con yesterday,
Spring Con.
Spring Con. So
It was pretty big.
the Minnesota Comic Book Association puts on Spring Con and Fall Con, and it sort of fell apart because the previous people who ran it sold it. And then it's just been existing as like little micro cons, like just a few dealers in a ballroom.
Oh, the mermaid.
Yeah, and a
Yeah.
local bowling place.
Yeah.
And so this is the first time I feel it's really been bigger.
And it was big. Like there was a lot of space. There was a lot of vendors. And when I say a lot of space, I mean a lot of
It
space.
was an indoor arena that
Yeah.
they typically use for like indoor soccer and things like that.
Yeah. So, I mean, we're still walking on so my feet still got sore, but it was nice springy stuff. And the aisles were so nice and wide.
Yeah, like there was a lot of room. They could have fit another aisle. And they wrote in the event today, like, sorry for the parking situation because the parking situation
It
sucked.
was wild. People were parking in the lanes. They were parking on the grass, like up on a curb. And we saw one dude do it. And it's just like,
Yeah.
buddy, your car is not high enough for you to hop this curb, but he did it anyway.
And
We parked across the street, like half a mile away.
we did. And they acknowledge that too. They're like, when we booked this venue, they didn't share with us like there would be regular.
Small child sports ball games
Yes.
happening and other areas of the complex.
Yeah. So
So on its.
from what I saw, there were like 1400 to 1500 people that attended,
Oh, nice.
which is pretty big. Like we have some really great creators here in Minnesota, but it's not like they bring in people for this sort of con. Like there are no celebrity guests per se.
I mean, Nikki Colabert cosplay did a panel.
True.
I would say that she's a celebrity.
Yes, we had friends there. The Uncanny Experience. Dylan was there with a booth, and then some of the people we know who cosplay. There's a great Gambit cosplayer, so.
Yes, cool beverage. Look up the uncanny. I think he's tagged on there for his
Yes. So,
actual screen name.
yes.
And
You say screen name. That's fun.
I know I'm
His social
what do we
media
call it?
tag.
A geriatric millennial?
At this point, yeah, it's past elder.
Yeah.
You're wearing a wrist brace right now. It's definitely geriatric millennial.
As I'm cuddled up under my Thomas the Tank Engine bedspread from 1992,
It's,
probably.
yeah.
So it was a good time. Your friends from First Aid Comics in Chicago were
Yeah,
there.
James from First Aid Comics, my local comic store. We've talked about this before on the podcast, but James used to come up for all the cons, and then we had the pandemic, so they were on hold. Then they sold. So like James hasn't been up here in years.
They, as in SpringCon.
Yes.
Yes.
Fall Con, that stuff. So it was nice to see him there because I didn't expect that until I saw their social media post that we're going to be at SpringCon. I'm like, that's fantastic. And because the space was so nice and accommodating and so much room, like you actually had room in aisles to like stop and talk to your friends. Like it was so nice just to like not feel like you're getting in the way or feel that pressure to like go off into a little corner or anything. Like,
But there were little corners like that. That's where I went around and I marked off the Captain America's for my Demolition Man collection and the Son of Satan acquisitions, because I think there were some Defenders in there too. And there was space to do that, and now I feel weird about like, oh, I'm in this tiny little nook because that's all that's available. I'm like, oh, there's actual space for me to
Spread out.
take these out, mark them one by one, and then put them back in the bag and not feel like I was imposing anything.
So I don't know if they would go back there from the indications, like
If there wasn't
they,
sports ball happening, it would have been great.
yeah, there are concerns that they've expressed in response to my comment and other comments that just the amount of space, like if they keep growing and getting more people, like they had triple the number of pre-sales for tickets than they've ever had before for
Which
this.
is great.
So the obviously the comic fandom here in the Twin Cities is thriving. We saw lots of families.
Yeah, more small children than I thought. Oh, speaking of families, ran into some of the distant cousins. That was fun.
And one of them was cosplaying as casual Spider-Man, which
I think
looked
it,
very comfy.
yeah, oh, it, I think it's the when he first gets his powers and he's wrestling. He's like, I don't, I need some sort of costume. I have this sweatshirt and sweatpants and like the little, it's, they weren't the spider eyes. It was like goggle eyes. So that was super cool. And his dad had like a armor-ish Spider-Man thingy. Like the printed badge had fallen off. And his uncle had a Venom shirt, and his, does mom have something? I don't know. I was just happy to see him. I thought that was super fun. We also saw our friends from Comic Book College there. Ace finished his New Mutants run completely, which is huge. Like he was on the prowl for 2 issues and he got them.
And I think overall, like I spent more money than I thought because we had time to actually look through long boxes, like
And there was space, so it wasn't like,
elbow to elbow, someone breathing down your neck, wanting to get in the box you were in.
How gauging how long you can stand someone's smell before you ha would have to move on.
Fair. I got tons of Star Trek comics for like a dollar.
Yeah, you did.
Like,
It filled the bag. And then after that, we were like, oh, put it in my bag, or oh, we'll have to carry this.
Some mini series for a project we're developing, but you got a copy of the North Star mini series.
Thank you for that.
I got a bunch of 2099 titles, like predominantly Doom 2099, because over on the Avenging Hour, they've said that Doom 2099 is like probably the best 2099 title. It ran the longest. And they're really expensive to get, surprisingly, on eBay. And
And
I found like a whole packet of like, there are like 40 issues of Doom 2099. There's some Punisher 2099 and then a few other smattering. And it's $35.
it was a complete thing, right?
It's not the complete run.
Oh, but it's most.
It's a lot of them. It'll be exciting to crack into that stuff this afternoon and into the next week since I just had short boxes shipped to the house so that we can continue organizing.
Oh,
Because, like, I have stuff out on a table in the basement.
I have stuff in short box lids because I
Need more room.
Demolition Man and Son of Satan are not going to fit in my miscellaneous box anymore.
And I ordered more bags and boards. So,
Oof.
yeah, like, a comic book collection, it's basically curatorial. Like, you have to do some management of your titles and how they're stored and organized and how you organize those boxes. I ordered another shelf that's coming this week.
And keeping track even electronically of what you have. So like I've got my Google Sheet
I had to
and you have to
buy.
keep it updated. Otherwise, if you're like me, you end up with 3 copies of Son of Satan number 4.
Definitely bought the whole Kitty Pryde and Wolverine miniseries yesterday because I'm like, I know I'm missing 2 issues,
But
I
which
think,
ones?
but which ones? I think it's 1 in 6, but maybe it's not because they were super expensive at C2E2. And but this was a list I had typed up and I left that list at home. For some reason, I didn't stick it into my bag that I knew I was bringing.
Yeah.
Mark Stegbauer contributed to the Alpha Flight Jam piece, and the puck he drew is phenomenal.
It is amazing. And it, like, he's actively tumbling. His whole body is in the fits in the frame.
It's so cool. I'm so glad that I got that as the second contribution to the jam piece. Like, just building up from there really strongly.
Yeah.
You got a fun commission of Son of Satan.
Yeah, on a cardboard stock, so some of the gel pens to make the colors stick out. That was fun. And I commissioned a North Star
Which should be coming in the mail like a week or two from
from Duluth, from an artist up there. Super
who
knowledgeable.
like we might need to get him on the show at some point because just super cool to talk to him.
Yeah.
Just a lot of stuff. Like, I even knew we went to a wrestling event last night. So, like, we didn't crack into our purchases at all. Like, we dropped the
No.
bags, cooked supper, and ran out the door again.
Yeah. And the wrestling event was an event that happened. Like, it wasn't the usual.
It wasn't a hot crowd, like, in
Yeah.
terms of lots of cheering and everything. Like,
When it's at the Minneapolis Uptown or the Uptown
Uptown
Minneapolis
VFW.
VFW, like, it is packed. The crowd's super into it. Like, the wrestlers can just look out into the crowd and the crowd will just be like, this is awesome.
It
And
was hard because it was at a casino, which is in the middle of nowhere. Like, a lot of casinos in Minnesota are off of a highway, like directly off a highway. But this one, you had to work to get there on county roads.
like a
And
two-lane highway for 15 minutes once you get past Hastings, which is like the last city on the river for like an hour.
It was in like their music venue, but it's all carpeted, so like sound just got swallowed in that room.
And there were some bleachers, and at least that worked for like hyping up the wrestlers a little bit, but people were heckling in really weird ways that I didn't appreciate. And then the dudes in front of us had gotten
Oh, they
so many
had
cans under their
s
chair.
so many canned cocktails. They were all Jameson canned cocktails.
And they were like,
Like, by the main event, they were messy. Like, they were trying to shout things, and it's like, you look like you're over 40. And I'm like, ooh. And then that one left like halfway through the main event, probably to throw up because I don't know what those cocktails consist of, but I'm sure it's like super sweet and carbonated.
yeah, which will means they're having a terrible morning.
I love the talent that they bring in consistently with First Wrestling. It was just not a great venue. And even if they ran a show there again, I don't think I'd go back. Like a challenge to get there. People were messy because it was a casino, so they probably showed up early and started drinking super early.
This is my second time in a real casino. The first time was on that cruise, and people are, I don't get it. I mean, congratulations to the people in the cashier lines, like, great, but also messy and just wandering around with a big bottle of beer in one hand with a glazed over look and like the dead eyes as you tap the button was just not my scene.
I will just play slot machines on the iPad for free. Like, find that free app if you need that fix,
Yeah.
where it's like, yep, I'll play this for 15 minutes and then it's really boring, so I stop.
But yeah, we like the talent. That part, like, they always turn out. And yeah, just weird crowd just made the whole thing sort of
Like halfway through the
weird.
show, I'm like, I'd rather just be on the couch watching Svengoolie right now.
Yeah. That was
But
real.
yeah, so good comic show. Lots of like, I have so many Star Trek comics I need to mark off now.
Also, decent plant sale. My folks were doing a Friends of the Library thing, giving out seeds and saplings. So I got their list and went to the County Master Gardener plant sale, got a few of the natives that they had requested. Two of them were out. And it was funny because I had just gotten a delivery of three of
the
That's
things,
of the New Jersey Tees,
yeah.
which is a host plant for some certain butterflies.
And we have a spot in the garden at my place where they'll,
They'll be protected because they are not deer resistant.
yeah.
But it's fun going through the catalog with the section that they have that's only host plants. Like they all have a specific species, and we can tick off so many of those plants, which is, I think it's great.
Yeah.
And
So what's the thing you're most excited about that you got this weekend?
comics or plants?
Both.
I think the New Jersey tea delivery. Like the coral berry arrived 2 weeks ago and that's leafing out, and that's also a host plant and should be super fun. But these have beautiful flowers, and I think it'll look really good in that southwest corner by the bed. And yeah.
Do good things because then the pollinators can go to the
They
native area right on the other side of the closed pole.
have so many options at your place.
Yeah.
And the milk jugs are sprouting, so there's even more stuff to give them all the foods. The fig warts where it's just a bucket of nectar
Yeah.
with a little umbrella on top, and that's the pollinator tropical drink. And then comics, I got one of the two Damon Hellstrom appearances in Howard the Duck.
Oh, nice.
It's 14, and I think I need 13 now.
Yes.
And it looks like a fun premise where he gets like a dark soul of his own, or the dark soul out of Damon Hellstrom. So that looks fun.
Yeah, and it was surprising we talked with that artist who did your Son of Satan, and he was commenting like, "Oh, you like all of these, like,
Obscure things.
yeah," and we're like, "Well." And we also know the artist who did, no, or who's doing the North Star, it's not done yet,
Yeah.
about Demand a Martini, friend of the show. And we're like, yeah, we just really like,
We're X fans. We have our list of super obscure
and
characters.
like, even beyond the X world, I have favorites that are just weird.
Yes.
And I'm going to be on Sarah Century's show sometime in the next month or two. I'm recording with her at some point about like a Captain America issue with like some Z-list, truly Z-list people in it.
The Separate Society ones, right?
No, the Femizons.
Oh.
Yeah, I was really excited because I found the entire run of Strike Force for $6 at this show.
That's true.
And I was like, this isn't, I was talking with Dylan, and I'm like, it's not like they would ever put this on Marvel Unlimited. I checked today and all of it is there.
Oh, really?
Yes, because I keep seeing random issues in like dollar bins, but it's never sequential or anything. And there is a seller there. His name is Brad. He runs Go Big or Go Home Comics here in the Twin Cities. And he had bundled like 10 issues and then the last 11 in
Was
three
like
little packets for
blue
$2
tape.
each.
Yeah. When we saw the color sticker on it for $2, I was like, wait, is that per issue? And you're like, no, that's for the whole bundle. And it was.
And I'm sorry, but I love 80s and 90s Marvel. It's really weird. Like, they were just doing so many things because the comic industry was booming. So they're like, let's just make something. And they got 31 issues out of this thing. And apparently, it's not highly regarded. But really, that's sort of my wheelhouse.
Yeah.
Or it's obscure things like
Yeah.
we were sad that Gordon Purcell wasn't there. Unfortunately, he has COVID.
Hoping he gets a swift recovery. It sounds like he's in his second week and it's been rough.
Yeah, because I was hoping he could contribute to the jam piece too, but
Yeah.
he will eventually. I
Yep.
mean, he local legend Gordon Purcell.
Yeah, we'll see him around.
Yeah. Why don't we crack into some comics? This is an X Factor episode, and we're doing the next arc, and I'm organizing the arcs by the trade paperbacks and how they were released that way.
Oh.
It's the easiest way, because this is sort of like half and half in terms of a trade paperback. It's 233 through 236, so we're getting like
Four issues.
there's four issues and there's some connective tissue, but by and large, it's the first two and the second two, I feel.
Yes, like there's threads that connect them all.
Which, I mean, it's a series. Peter David's good at like having those underlying things, but there's definitely like an A story and B story, and then they sort of flip-flop.
Yeah. So where we had left off, Havok and Polaris had joined the team.
Yeah.
Madrox had just come back from the dead, and
Had sex with Layla.
yes.
Which is, I think he and Layla being together is the most controversial thing of this run.
Yeah.
Just because, like, she was a 13-year-old, then,
For
like, you didn't see her for, like, a day, and she came back as, like, a 23-year-old, and then you hook up with her. Like,
so she aged
she
appropriately.
did. It's just, like, that disparity in the present time.
Right. Like you need to get to know her as an adult.
Yes. And, there's something exciting about, at least, Madrox and Guido. It was just announced this past week that they will be appearing in the Dazzler series Marvel will be
Yes.
doing, which Madrox as the one-man roadie and Strong Guy as like the muscle to protect Dazzler.
Yeah, the security.
And
I hope they make a lot of references to X Factor things.
I hope that they utilize Madrox well. But the person who wrote the whole Strong Guy and Madrox on vacation Marvel Unlimited stuff with the Wave Runner and things,
That I haven't finished yet,
you
but
really
yes.
should. But it's the same writer. So he's writing the Dazzler series. So someone who knows how to write those characters is writing them again. So hopefully it's not just, oh, we need speaker set up, and in the background it's just a bunch of dupes doing things without dialogue.
Right.
I would hate that. So we shall see. But anyway, that was a tangent, and here we are in 233. And
Writer Peter David, artist Leonard Kirk, who I think had been doing some before.
maybe.
I like some of the characters better than others for through this part. But we start out without characters. We just get the Arctic.
Yeah, we're up at the North Pole. If you recall, we left a character there.
Way back when.
Yeah,
This is a
like
deep cut.
it really is. This is like 30 issues ago or something. Like,
This is within the first 10 X Factors of the X Factor
it's
investigations.
been so long, I forgot his name.
I did not hate that they provided it to us.
Yeah, so.
We get some red-eyed fiery dogs on this sled team and a shrouded figure heading inside to an ice cavern where they find Joseph Huber,
Yeah.
the isolationist.
Yeah.
And it's a bit of dialogue of who are you? Why did you find me? Why can't I sense your mind? Because he has all the powers. And
This person takes off their hood. They have red glowing eyes.
yes.
And then we get a back shot of horns.
Yep.
So it's some hellish person.
And we've seen a lot of demons
We
recently.
have.
When the studio with Bloodbath and everything around Rain's Child, and even before that, Hela in Las
Yeah.
Vegas,
Yep.
there's been a lot of underworldly activities.
Yeah, like the literative underworld, figurative.
The afterlife.
Yes,
Yes.
not the mob.
Oh, yes.
All
And
right, so then we open up on like post-coital Jamie and Layla in on like the morgue slab.
that has to be so uncomfortable and so cold
Yeah, and I swear they started like
on the floor.
because of the bathtub.
Full of ice.
Yes.
Yes. The floor would have been way better.
For real, rather than like
Metal.
it's like a jumping board.
It's conducting the heat out of your body actively.
Yeah. And then Layla's like, I saved Guido. I brought him back. I feel really bad, but I could see like the ramifications of not bringing him back. And I was tired of fate dictating what I did. Like, I wanted some agency in what the hell was actually happening and not just going with the flow anymore.
Yes, she won't, did not want to be Fate's chew toy anymore.
We see that Jamie discovers he's been stitched together, which you think you'd notice that during sex, but he's like, I've been stapled together, and she's like, yeah, I had a med student do it. Well, you were, dead.
Yeah, like you do.
Yeah.
Apparently, they're so in need of practice, they will work on any dead body you provide.
I guess. Like, usually it's a dead body that's assigned to them by a teacher.
I mean, we do have a doctor friend. Maybe we could ask him.
Well, I mean, I've worked and managed facilities before that had a department where med students would go in and work on cadavers.
Yes.
So, but again, usually that's an assignment and not like a, hey, you're a med student, wanna stitch together this body I have?
Yeah.
Like,
And then show me how to pack it in a bathtub full of ice so it doesn't decompose.
yeah. So, this is
So,
where Jamie finds out that, wait, I'm not the leader of X Factor. And
Lorna
like,
and Alex are leading the team.
yeah.
And we get a mission. It's a Val Cooper mission. And I don't know why she has Gwen Stacy high
Yeah,
ponytail.
I don't know either.
I'm used to like severe bun Val Cooper, all business,
Yeah.
like wielding words like a scalpel.
Yep. And it wasn't quite the Val Cooper we've seen before in terms of how she's written.
Although
And
she is okay, so I'll get to that later.
this is like an anti-mutant encampment.
And they have mutant kids there, apparently.
And it's like mutants must die. They all have guns.
It is, yeah. I imagine this is out west with those communes where they're like stockpiling weapons and explosives.
Yeah.
And so they have broken the team into little arcs. So Richter and
Like
Siren,
strike teams,
yes, that's the word I was
the
looking for.
arcs.
Like I was imagining the diagram with the arrows
Okay.
like curving in towards this camp.
Like Winston Churchill in World War II with his little poker thing.
Yes.
Okay.
So
So Siren goes, not Siren,
Banshee,
Banshee
I
goes
did the same
in.
thing.
Banshee goes in and she's using her powers. She's like, oh boy.
I love that with like the musical notes that go along with it so that you know that's the power that she's using. And somehow like the Richter and the rest of the team, including Val Cooper, are
Aren't
not affected. I thought that was curious.
yeah, because then so she's like, drop your guns, they're so heavy, and they're like, yeah, they are.
Absolutely. I didn't realize how heavy this was.
And then so everyone's dropping them except one guy.
It's great. Val is like, you're sure she can do this with so many people? And Havoc is like, she assured me she could. Richter asks Banshee, and she's like, I haven't the faintest blessed idea. Let's find out.
So
She
this
gets a megaphone.
she does. So everyone is like buying into it. She's like, come on out of your commune, bring the kids.
It's
Like,
so nice out. Like,
yeah.
you don't need a gun to enjoy the
And we
weather.
see one guy saying, what the hell? And then we see the Val
Val's
Coop
team.
also dropping their guns because they're impacted, which plays into your point. Like, did the team have what's going on? Because they're talking with one another, so they don't have earplugs in.
Yeah,
Unless they have, like,
there's like the radio that they use back and forth.
yeah.
But it's And we know that Banshee can use it because in X Factor she used it on Polaris in the most recent run.
So I'm not sure. It's comics, so we're just gonna go with it.
Yes.
And then Havoc is looking through binoculars. He's like, wait, one person isn't impacted.
And he's gesturing a lot.
And
And
Havoc's like, crap, that's American Sign Language. So he's deaf and can't hear it.
yep.
It's the flaw in their plan. It's the X Factor in such a bad way.
There's all, yeah. Oh, that's fun. There's always an X factor.
And he starts running with guns. Richter has to protect Banshee. And utilizes the earth to upend him. The guy shoots off the gun. And then all of a sudden, everyone's grabbing their guns again because the spell is broken.
Including the kids
Yes.
who are shouting, "Die, mutants, die,"
And
and shooting.
Longshot's like, be careful of those kids. And Guido responds, I blame society.
Yeah.
Polaris uses her magnetism powers to stop all the bullets.
What a great shot.
Yeah.
Like, power pose and those fun, very pale green circles.
Yep. The power signatures are being used.
And Longshot's like, okay, that's handy. Love it. Good. And they go, one guy runs back into a tent, and then we cut away.
Yes, where it is, Layla's putting on her bra. Madrox is already fully dressed.
Yep.
And this is where Jamie finds out. He's like, Alex and Lorna, they're in charge.
And they fucked back up with Val Cooper?
And they just came from space because I think they just came from the War of
Kings?
Kings, where they're out in space forever with the X-Men team.
Oh, good for them.
Which I haven't reached the end of that event in the.
I mean, that omnibus for it, even just the preview was thick.
There are three omnibuses for the War of Kings.
Yes.
So I'm not quite done with the main event, even though it's wrapped up. So I think I'm at least in sync with where they come back to
Okay.
Earth.
So she's saying, yeah, Val Cooper's a regular client. And Madrox is like, oh, yeah, who's the other? Wolverine. And Layla's silent. And Madrox is like, seriously? Seriously. And he's like, you should have just left me dead.
Yeah. We're back at the North Pole where this conversation with Joseph Huber is ongoing. And
This demon person is making a compelling argument to, like, we're going to kill all the mutants.
why don't we kill them all?
And then your
Already.
life will be so much better. You should come help
I
us.
mean, there are only like what, still 200 or so?
Yes. Yeah. So back at the
So
there's
that's a.
progress being made on this deal between the two of them.
Yep.
That's like sprinkled in.
Wolfsbane comes into this one dude who ran away at the camp.
Because he knew that there, or she knew that there would be a bomb.
And there is a bomb, and he says, mutants must die. And she's like, your hate-filled rants don't matter. And he's like, no, that's actually the phrase that activates the bomb. So.
There's a lot of like shocked, startled expressions on the characters. Like, this is a fun Wolfsbane one. And she's like, Monet.
And Monet rips in, and Havoc's like, okay.
Literally rips off the roof.
Yeah. And he's like, you got like 10 seconds to get as high as possible. And she gets it up there, tosses it away, and then he uses his powers to blast it.
And Lorna's like, nice job. You incinerated it before it blew up. And he's like, oh, it was either that or it would create an even bigger explosion. So he should not be giving Banshee any grief about making up a saying you can do something and then it working out because he
Yeah,
did the same thing.
he really did. And then have it there. They all still think that Madrox is dead. So,
He walks in and Pip is like, hello, I'm back. And Pip is like, don't disturb me while I'm watching my porn.
yes, there's a nice green goblin mug on Pip's desk.
Oh.
So Pip is nonplussed. This is basically the only Pip we have in this episode.
Yeah.
Which is okay.
Yeah.
Not my favorite.
He sort of skis. And that's the issue.
Yep. It fast paced. That issue especially went by really quickly.
Yes, I got to the end and it was just like, but shouldn't there be more?
Yeah. The next issue opens up again in the North Pole.
Yes, the little red-eyed sled dogs are relaxing.
Yeah.
One of them is a loaf.
And then we see the full reveal of this woman, and she has like a white,
Toga-type
yeah, like a
wrap,
Grecian wrap.
black feathery wings to go with her long black hair. A lot of gold adornments. So, yes. Huber sort of goes off.
He
He's like a
does.
show of power, and then it's just like, why are you giving me this false hope? Why are you telling me that we can kill all the mutants? What is your game?
Who in the hell do you think you are? And she said, She says, in hell, I'm called Jezebel. So it's like another demonic character.
Devil, daughter of above and below, and she punches him in the face with a fiery fist.
There are so many demon characters
Like
that I am unaware of.
demon half kids.
Like,
Damon Hellstrom.
what about Satana?
Where is she?
Yeah, so
And now we have Jezebel.
Jezebel's here. So that punch laid him low, and he's like, maybe I reacted too hastily. And she's like, that's a mistake.
You should take the time to smell the roses.
And then we get Polaris smelling the roses.
In Central Park.
Yeah, she jumped out of a moving chopper, so because she saw all these nice flowers.
Yeah, Alex is like, hello? Do you know that you just hopped out and floated down? And she's like, yeah, how did you get down? And Havoc is like, well, Banshee?
Gave me a lift. That was a scream.
Har har.
And he's like, you're drawing attention to yourself. And we see all these people just taking pictures with their phones of her wandering around.
Yes, she is like the art is very good for her.
Yes.
Like with the hair, and there's even a joke in there of how she saw all the green, and he's like, "Oh, and your hair was calling out to you to
Yeah.
join it."
Yeah, your hair felt drawn to it.
And she's like, "We were in space for so long. It's nice to
It touched grass.
be on a planet."
Yeah.
So, and they're like, "Yeah, you can. Let's take our time."
So they're heading back to headquarters. The rest of the team is already there, though. And that's where they see that Madrox is there. Monet gets super pissed off and drags Layla away because she slams her against a wall and is like, you did this, and flies away with her.
Yeah,
And
Madrox tries to break it up and
yeah.
be like, yeah, it's okay. And Layla's like, no, I told you we had waited too long. This wasn't my doing. And Monet doesn't believe her and sort of goes off the cuff. And Madrox is like, Banshee, go after them.
And she's like, no.
No,
Yeah.
Monet, if she really wanted to hurt Layla, would have done it then and there. She wouldn't have cared. But the fact that Layla's still around, it means it's fine.
Banshee punches Madrox, and she's like, that's for dying and worrying us. But then hugs him, and it's a big group hug.
Welcome back.
And his own dupe grabs his ass.
Yes, he's like, Terry, you grabbing my butt? And she's like, no. Tell me it's not Shatterstar. And Shatterstar says, actually, I'm pretty sure it's your dupe.
Okay, that's just disturbing, is what Madrox said. You know he likes it.
Yeah. Not the first time.
Then we cut away to Seattle, Washington, where we have two people in superhero getup, sort of filming a promo piece, I guess, where it's like, we're gonna do great things.
Yeah.
We're gonna catch this groper.
The West Side Groper of
Yes.
Seattle.
And then we see the camera view, and there's just blood smears, and it goes black.
Yeah, like they're bantering back and forth of like, oh, make sure that the shot's good. Oh no, the lighting's bad. It's so cloudy. And the other one's like, yeah, it's Seattle.
Yeah.
Although the amount of rain that they get is not super extraordinary.
It's just cloudy.
It's just cloudy.
So that's our little two-page interlude
Yeah,
there.
the camera shot ends up being covered in blood and fades to darkness.
Yep. We'll get back to that in this very episode, though. So hang on.
Yes, also hanging on is Layla Miller as Monet flies her to the Empire State Building.
And they come down on the observation deck, and Mon.
Monet scares away the
She
crowd.
does. And then Layla is like, okay, I have some answers. And Monet's like, shut up. And then Monet asks her a question. And Layla's like, you told me to shut up. So maybe you should be clearer in your direction.
And Monet says, shut up again, and then palms her face. I'm just like, oh.
And fine, talk. So
Fine talk with the icicles hanging off the dialogue box.
it's actually a really smart thing that Layla does. Those binoculars you can slide a coin into at the top of the building. She uses that to illustrate the point of her powers. And she's like, okay, like you're looking at the city, look at me. And she's like, what do you see? And she's like, okay, well, I see you. And she steps closer and she's like, what about now? And she's like, it's fuzzier. And then
And it gets closer and closer. And then the quarter ran out. And Layla's like, welcome to my world. That is what it means to be me. The closer you are to events, you just don't know. Nothing is in focus.
Such a smart explanation for her powers.
And we get the sort of touching moment between the two of them
And
where Layla says, "Madrox wasn't supposed to die, Guido was, but I didn't want to lose you. I wanted to take charge of fate and I wanted to spare you." When I has no idea what she's talking about.
yeah.
And Layla said, "You blamed yourself for Guido's death because you restored Ballistique's memories and she shot him. And you spent the next year destroying yourself over it. And it was a slow motion train wreck. And I wanted to spare you that because we eventually become the bestest of friends,"
Yeah.
which is shocking.
Yes, it is.
I mean, Monet left Generation X with, like, "Call me," and
Not.
didn't leave her phone number with anyone.
Yes. It's a lot for Monet to take in. And Layla's like, I could have stopped you from even grabbing me with my special shield glove thing. And Monet's like, fine, I get it. And she's like, find your own way back home as she flies away.
And the crowd is like, "Is the scary lady gone now?" So they are back at headquarters.
Havoc and Polaris have arrived and they want some explanation.
And they're like, Madox is like, "It happens. Don't worry about it." And even Havoc is like, "And Teresa, you didn't go after them?" And she's like, "No, I told you why. And I don't appreciate being second guessed. I've done my own leading of teams. Thank you very much. Trust me when I know when our teammates need space." And Lorna's like,
Yeah, we need to trust her.
yeah, I feel like Lorna has the best sense of the team. Like, I feel like Havoc doesn't really know what he's doing.
Yeah, well, yeah. The problem of Havoc and Alex Summers as a character.
Scott got all the leadership genes.
Yeah.
And
And he's like, Madrox, you should blame yourself because this team was fine before you came back.
I'm like, you had one mission
Yeah.
and it
And
didn't go
it
as planned.
nope.
And they're like, "How do we know this isn't a dupe?" And so he lifts up his shirt and shows all the staples. And even Terry's like, "Oh, Jamie." And Alex is like, ouch.
We're back at the North Pole.
There's a deal being made with Jezebel. She grabs an apple, it goes up in flames, and she's like, "We intend to destroy every single mutant, every superhero, everyone who has ever put a costume on and attempted to make the world a better place." And the plan has already been set in motion.
And then we see our last panel is that video camera covered in blood with rain coming down.
Yes. And that, again, a very fast issue to read. So.
I will say issue 235, David Yarden does a phenomenal job with a Shatterstar cover.
Yes. It's monochrome with the red background and then red blood
Splattered,
splattering.
yeah. We see these characters we've never seen before. They call themselves the Exceptionals. They're part of that same street team that we sort of got a view of in
Yeah.
Seattle.
And they're like, "Every superhero team needs a base. This is going to be ours. And it's this beautiful drawing with a nice big fountain in front." And they're like, "We started a Kickstarter and we're going to convert an old coat factory on the edge of town." And they're like, "We've already got $2,000." And this guy's Lord Defender with a like shield and a battle axe. And he's like, "Yeah, we've already got $2,000." And the person they're talking to is like, "But you're in a half-finished basement in your mom's place." And he's like, "Correction, it's my house. She moved in with me after the divorce." And we get a dude with buggy eyeglasses. We get a dude with, like, what's the that coin operated fortune teller? It's that same
yeah,
look.
like a turban,
Yeah.
poofy fortune teller hat.
Yeah, a lot of necklaces, a lot of
Stars,
bangles.
yeah. It, and his crystal ball is plugged into a power strip.
Yes. Just a light bulb on a pole.
And they apparently have recruited two new members who have called themselves
Multitask and
Starface.
Tarface.
And it's Madrox and Shatterstar.
And Madrox just has like a little green mask over his face.
It's very Green Hornet.
Sure. I don't know who that is. I don't know her. And Shatterstar has his like battle cowl thingy.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know how it stays on his head. And
No.
we'll find out how good a job it does staying on his head.
And
We get a flashback to why they're there.
yes, so the guy with the camera showed up back home, to his mom's place.
And he dragged himself there as he was dying, and he didn't even knock. She was like, it was like a wet fish being hit against the door.
And she opened it. He had the camera with him. He died. She brought the camera to X Factor and is like, I'm not giving this to the cops. Like,
They just laughed at them, at
yeah.
him, and called him and his friends names and belittled them. You all are our superhero detective team. You're supposed to, this is what you do.
Yeah.
And Alex is resistant. He's like, this is a local police matter. But Madrox just grabs the camera. It's like, Guido, Richter, fire up the TV, get some video transfer cables. And Shatterstar has a really touching moment of your son was clearly a warrior. He will be avenged as a warrior should be. Good for him.
Yeah.
That's nice. And there's a whole like dick measuring contest in the hallway between Havoc and Madrox. And Madrox is like, it depends on the agreement that we made. If it's X-Men related, you have point. If it's anything else, I have point. And if Havoc is like, when did we make that agreement? And Madrox is like, just now, get with it, get with the program.
So they Terry and Rain are in the living room as Richter is hooking up everything because he is the electronics mastermind of the team.
Yes, he can hack computers.
Yeah, so they watch the video and apparently it's really graphic, and Rain is like, that's horrible. And Guido critiques it.
Like, as if it was an art piece. And, like, you get these three panels in the middle of the page. You get them, like, preparing to watch, and they're all, like, bored expressions on their face. The disembowelment happens, and Guido's expression is unchanged, maybe a little more interested, while everyone else has the comically large eyes and the gasp and the like clutching, and then the aftermath in the third panel. It's a cute little triptych.
It is. And they're like, there's not a lot to work with here, which is why then they
Get long shot.
yes.
Good thing we have someone who can get a psychic impression off of inanimate objects.
And it does bad things to him.
Yeah, we've never
Like he's
seen this.
overloaded.
And he can almost see. And Havoc is like, I didn't know he was super strong. And Madrox is like, he's not. This is not supposed to be happening. And there's some evil red writing. Your eye offends me. I shall have it out. And an
Yeah.
as everyone goes flying and Longshot collapses. And as much of bickering as Madrox and Havoc do, at least as Madrox is carrying Longshot upstairs, his internal monologue box says, I yell at him to make myself feel better. This is all my fault. And Havoc out loud says, this is not your fault, Madrox. And he's like, am I thinking out loud? Or thinking too loud, I should say.
Monet is taking a reading of Longshot, who's been placed on a bed, and she's like, there's nothing here. Like, he's retreated so far into his mind, and I am not going to drag him out of there
Yeah,
because
he'll.
he obviously went there for safety.
Yeah, she described it as digging him out, which does not seem ideal.
Yeah.
And she lets loose that he's not as human as most mutants are. Like, there's something extra weird about Longshot and how his mind works. And that's cause for concern. Like, she doesn't want to get that close,
Yeah.
that deep.
And Madrox is a little pissed and he's like, fine, I'll deal with this on my own. And Havoc's like, no, not alone. I'll go with you.
And Lorna's like, we should trust Madrox. He's his own one-man team.
Yeah. And Shatterstar is like, you're not going alone. I'm going with it. You live with it.
Yeah, it's personal now.
Yeah. So then we cut to the present day where we have Madrox
With Lord Defender on
patrolling.
patrol.
Yes, just walking the streets of Seattle. They go by a guy and he's like, "Lord D, my man," and there's a high five, and Lord Defender sort of explains like he used to be a junkie. I
We got him to turn himself
yeah.
around. Isn't that great? And then we got Shatterstar
And there's a shadowy figure
with glowy red eyes.
peering down from a rooftop as Shatterstar is on patrol in a separate part with the bug-eyed glasses guy.
Yeah. And they're getting a little bit sort of different stories. Like the one, the Lord Defender is super inspirational and sort of clueless, very values driven. And this one's like, like it's fine what we do. And we just go on patrol and try to do our part. And this is all part of trying to catch the West Side Groper. So Shatterstar gets distracted by the sense that he's being followed, which we know they are with by glowy eyes. And Shutterbug goes, oh no, Shutterbug with one.
Buzzkill. His name is Buzzkill. I just got it from this panel. Buzzkill disappears
Yes.
because he has wings and buggy eyes.
Yeah, that's why I got
Yeah, bug.
Shutterbug, but that was the dude with the camera who was murdered.
So he has the same guy
It's Alphonse.
who we thought was reformed.
And he's still dealing drugs.
Yes.
And Buzzkill's like, Lord Defender doesn't know it, and we're going to keep it that way. I catch you deal again, I'm going to cave your freaking face in. And there's some glowy light and a shriek. And as Shatterstar runs in, Buzzkill is
Murdered, like
killed.
straight up murdered.
Blood everywhere.
Alphonse is covered in blood and he's like, "Oh my God, my God, my God." And Shatterstar's like, "What happened?" Shatterstar, by the way, his butt looks really good in that panel.
Yeah. Oh, it does.
And then Alphonse is like, "There it is, there it is." And we get this reveal of this very 90s looking dude.
I
Like,
mean,
there's a white ponytail, purple skin.
lots of belts. Like he's got the Cyclops belt across his chest and a utility belt. Who knows what's in his pouches? He's got many guns.
Yep. And Charizard's like, "All right, you're dead." And the other guy is like, "All right, let's do this."
And kicks the cowl right off of Shatterstar's face and holds a gun to his head.
Yep.
And that's how the issue ends.
And
So, yeah.
then the next issue is in the clutches of Scattershot. And that's a very 90s cover.
It's not quite a 90s power clash, but it's close with the red and outfits on Scattershot. Chart Scattershot contrasted with the yellow and orange impact of Shatterstar's head and like the swords coming sort
Yeah.
of like very at you.
So we go back to Farsight
Farsight.
is the guy who has the plug-in crystal ball.
I'm trying really hard not to say Farscape.
Oh.
And guess who it is?
It's the Elder Trip.
He's still
He
around.
somehow,
That
and
far.
he came to him. He's like, "Oh, you wish to know everything?" And he's like, "Well,
No,
no."
I'm regret. I have buyer's remorse.
And Trip's like, "Too late," and grabs him by the head. And he's like, "I'm gonna show you everything." And then we just see Farsight like starting to cry.
Yeah. On the next page, we get a woman screaming, "You sick, disgusting!" But it's not at the battle that we had left off at.
No, it's
It is instead,
the West Side
it
Groper
is.
and caught by Lord Defender and Madrox.
Yep. And the woman just kicks the shit out of the groper. Good for her.
But then they get a radio call that says he's dead, Buzzkill's dead, and Lord Defender is like, "Alphonse, why are you what?" And then we cut to the title page where we see that Shatterstar is pinned down by Scattershot.
Oh
Ooh,
no.
yeah.
How many pickled peppers? Also, Shatterstar's hair doesn't look that great like
No,
this.
maybe he has cowl hair.
Oh, let's go with that. And he's super speedy. He avoids the blade that's shot out of the gun, and it looks a lot like a long shot knife. He's
It
like, oh, is that? Oh, never mind. It can wait. And the battle ensues.
yeah, and then the police show up and Scattershot just,
Murders them.
just blows up their car, shoots them to death.
Yeah.
And Scattershot picks up the police car and throws it at Shatterstar, who slices it in half.
There's one of those like slidey dives underneath it. And he's like, oh, Shatterstar, you old one. He starts monologuing a little bit as he holds a gun to Alphonse, and Shatterstar swears on his honor he will not use his weapons.
And he's like, I still don't know who you are. And you're like, oh, come on.
You
You figured it.
know.
Look at the visual cues. The name Scattershot and Mojo says, smile for the camera.
Which just pisses off Shatterstar. So they go back to going at it, this time with fists.
Lord Defender and Madrox are there, and Madrox is like, okay, we don't know exactly where they are, but we know their patrol area. I'm going to generate a bunch of dupes to run out there.
And he's like, Lord Defender's like, I thought the shirt was a cheap multiple man knockoff. I thought you were some kind of superhero imitator. And Madrox is like, truth to tell, in many ways, I kind of am.
Back to the battle.
All the classic shots, like missing a punch and destroying the earth underneath, kicks to the face. There's like a full-on pro wrestling press as he throws Shatterstar through the window of a.
Convenience store, it looks like.
Yes.
And they're talking about reality TV, and Scarsha is like, have you looked at the fall television lineup lately? Not to mention Bravo and A&E. And it's like, oh, you're attacking the Real Housewives. Oh, no.
They treat the ongoing struggles and personal traumas of their celebrities as if they're unfolding for their entertainment. There's not even a sense of outrage anymore. It's the norm. You come here and tell yourself that Mojo and his entertainment-obsessed other-dimensional world is just some aberration? You thought you escaped the Mojoverse? Baby, you're soaking in it.
And then someone says, soak in this jackhole.
And it's Alphonse, like, trying to do something. He picked up a gun and was shooting it, and that gave Shatterstar a break. And
He
he...
says, that's right. And you're the punchline to Scattershot, who's like,
I...
is this a joke? And then he's like,
He gets his own little aside of like, oh no.
you're the punchline. I've been hanging around Madrox too long.
Oh. So the battle continues. In
Scattershot's done. Like, he's like, I'm really tired of this. I'm gonna finish it.
yeah.
Too slow, old man. Way too slow.
He gets Shatterstar in a bear hug, another wrestling move, and Shatterstar instead of like, I said I wouldn't use my weapons, but I wouldn't say I wouldn't use yours. And blast Scattershot through the torso. And right as Lord Defender and Madrox show up, he like digitizes away. Is that how Mojo works?
I guess. He's been recalled to Mojo World, so maybe
Yeah.
Spiral is gonna patch him back up or something.
Does she patch people back up? She seems more of like a break people down sort of woman.
True. Someone, maybe.
Yeah. So Lord Defender's mourning over Buzzkill and
Alphonse.
it's like, I got my licks in for him. You should have seen it.
And Lord of Fingers like, why don't you join us? And Elfon's like, what? No.
Absolutely not. Don't even touch me. Touch me again and I'll shoot your freaking face off.
And it ends with
That resolution, they're going to go back to their base.
and see what Farsight has to say.
And Farsight is dead.
He has taken his own life because he wrote a note that said didn't want to see anymore, which is
Yes,
really sad.
it is. There's a pool of blood. There's a pistol. It's not great.
No.
But on the next issue, it's Girls Trip.
It is a girl's trip.
Lower Decks reference.
And
Which one's Mariner, which one's Devana attendee, and which one is Talin?
They filled out the whatchamacallit trade paperback with issue 54 of Wolverine,
Oh.
where I think Shatterstar may be has his first. I don't know. I didn't read it, so I don't
It's
know what happens in Wolverine 54, but it's there to pad out this.
But speaking of Wolverine things, at the bottom of this, where like it has the preview for the next issue, and then it says more from Team Wolverine. Is this some sort of larger event? Like, isn't there a Team Wolverine and a Team Cyclops? And why is X-Factor just Team Wolverine because he was in that one issue and they needed to assign them to a
Probably. I mean, it does have the Astonishing X-Men here, which is something I want to read
Oh
based
yeah.
off of what Dylan said. Like, there's a set of issues that's it's a fun team. It's Northstar, Iceman, Gambit, which, like, sign me up. Karma is there.
Yes. Someone with a spear I don't recognize.
I mean, it's on Marvel Unlimited, so it's
Yeah.
free to read.
And you did give me the issue where he gets married.
Yep.
Northstar does.
So, fun set of issues. Definitely like team development,
Yeah.
and sort of mystery of the week sort of stuff. Like, but you still have the underlying like Joseph Huber of it all.
The isolationist of it all. And the mystic hell stuff is continuing. So, like, that's been dangled along as, hey, this thing is happening. There's this huge event. Major plans are in motion. I don't necess It's not necessarily revealed what Huber gets out of it. Like, if Jezebel is there to recruit him, she's
Well,
not like.
they're gonna kill all the superheroes, so then he doesn't have to be isolated anymore.
Right. So that's the apple that she's dangling, but it's not clear what actions he has to take. So, but we did find out he has a mental block against killing mutants. So
Fun stuff.
I forgot that was a thing. Monet must have implanted that
She must have.
somehow.
So,
So,
yeah. Fun little monthly visit to X Factor.
yeah, and they were quick issues.
They were.
Sort of goes back to like why when I was reading these late at night, I just
Kept
kept
going.
going until it's 1 in the morning and like, oh, oops.
Bad decision.
Didn't anticipate this.
No. All right, everyone. Well, let us know your thoughts on these issues. We'd love to hear them. Throw up a review for us.
If
Since I made
you're,
my last plea, I don't think we've gotten a review.
oh
But,
no.
like, if you're listening to this on Apple Podcasts, you just go to our show page and you scroll down to like the recent, like scroll down. There are just stars there and you can just click stars. Click five.
And
Why not? What do you have to lose?
if you're a Polaris stan, like these are the issues for you. She has like the power poses. The art is doing good things for her. Nick is chewing something, so we'd better
We're gonna skedaddle, and we will catch you next time.
be well.
Bye.